I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, October 28th. The Quincy Fire Department has received a total of $10.3 million in federal grant money to put toward a new fire station and new firefighters. Congressman Stephen Lynch was joined by city and state officials in front of fire headquarters last week to announce a new grant of $6.1 million to help hire 16 new firefighters. That's in addition to the $4.1 million announced earlier to put toward construction of a new fire headquarters across from the current fire headquarters on Quincy Avenue. The current headquarters is almost 90 years old, and officials say it's inadequate for today's firefighting needs. The city purchased a lot across the street from the current headquarters from National Grid for $1.5 million and is currently in the process of designing the new headquarters. The fire administration offices will move into the new police station that's being built on C Street. Now, a timeline for the new fire headquarters is still uncertain, but with the hiring of 16 new firefighters and 26 other new recruits, the ranks of the fire department will be brought up to 275, the highest in about 50 years. Over the past 10 years, the Quincy Fire Department has received a total of $12 million in federal grants. Early in-person voting continues in Quincy this week. Voters may cast ballots in Quincy City Hall today through Friday from 8:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Tomorrow is also the last day to request a mail-in ballot, and mail-in ballots must be returned to City Hall by November 5th at 8 p.m. There is a ballot drop box located outside City Hall, and in-person voting will take place on Election Day, November 5th, from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. at all 31 precincts in Quincy. City Clerk Nicole Crispo is predicting a 72% to 80% turnout. A pregnant woman with mental health issues is still missing from the Family Welcome Center at Eastern Nazarene College in Quincy. Police are asking for help in locating 34-year-old Perina Fernandez, who is 32 weeks pregnant and has what's considered a high-risk pregnancy. Fernandez was last seen on Federal Street in Boston on October 2nd. She's described as being about 5'5" with black hair and brown eyes. Fernandez is originally from Cape Verde and speaks primarily Portuguese with some English. Anyone with information about her location is asked to contact Quincy Police. Authorities have identified the man fatally shot in a Plymouth parking lot on Friday night, according to the Plymouth County DA's office. Friday at about 5:45, police received multiple 911 calls that a person had been shot in the Middle Street Town parking lot. Upon arrival, police found 41-year-old Brent Berkeley suffering from gunshot wounds. He was rushed to Beth Israel Deaconess Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. According to the DA, witnesses reported hearing 3 to 4 gunshots. Preliminary investigation suggests Berkeley was driving a Jeep SUV, and the suspect, who was driving a Toyota RAV4, was involved in a minor traffic accident, and a physical altercation happened before the shooting. 23-year-old David Jerome was arrested and is being charged with murder, discharging a firearm within 500 feet of a building, reckless endangerment of a child, and a slew of other gun charges. Jerome had his 18-month-old boy in the car at the time of the shooting. Jerome had an active license to carry a firearm. It was suspended after the shooting. Witnesses reported on the scene that Jerome rendered first aid to Berkeley after the shooting. Jerome is scheduled to be arraigned today in Plymouth District Court. A man who was convicted of murder in connection with a deadly shooting at the South Shore Plaza in Braintree in 2022 learned his fate on Thursday. Julius Hammond Dazier from Maynard, who was 19 at the time of the shooting, was sentenced in Dedham's Norfolk Superior Court to life in prison with the possibility of parole after 25 years for the killing of 26-year-old Dijon Beasley of Boston on January 22, 2022. Hammond Dazier's sentence comes after a jury found him guilty of first-degree murder. He must also serve 2.5 years on two separate charges with credit for time served since February of 2022. Beasley was shopping with his girlfriend inside Forever 21 on the main floor of the mall when Hammond Desir fatally shot him in the head. Police departments from multiple area communities and heavily armed SWAT officers responded to the scene of the shooting, placing the mall on lockdown. Hammond Desir fled the mall following the shooting. He was captured weeks later and charged with murder. 27-year-old Samantha Schwartz of Attleboro was also charged with accessory after the fact of murder and carrying a firearm in connection with that incident. Hammond Desir, who had been held without bail since his arrest, will be moved out of the Dedham House of Correction into the custody of the Massachusetts Department of Correction. Investigators announced Saturday night that a woman who claimed to be the victim of a kidnapping attempt in Abington has now recanted her story. Abington police said she changed her story several hours after the department made a public plea for tips or surveillance video in relation to their investigation. The victim originally claimed that a man exited a white van and attempted to grab her on Friday evening at about 6 p.m. in the area of the South Shore Terminal on Bedford Street in Abington. She claimed that she fought the man off and then ran to safety. 118 students recently received scholarships to put toward their education at Quincy College. The Quincy College Foundation awarded the scholarships during an award ceremony at Quincy High School earlier this month. Quincy College President Rick DeCristofaro said the scholarships help remove the financial barriers for students seeking higher education. Most of the scholarships were between $500 and $2,000. The recipients have already earned 12 credits at Quincy College and are enrolled in classes this fall. The Quincy College Foundation is a new nonprofit charitable organization that replaces the Quincy College Trust. The foundation is now the college's single philanthropic arm and will work with the college to establish, cultivate, and sustain mutually beneficial relationships from current, prospective donors, alumni, and private foundations. A new statewide program designed to put books into the hands of students and teachers launched recently at the Clifford Marshall Elementary School in Quincy. The United States of Readers program actually began 2 years ago as a pilot program funded by best-selling author James Patterson. It's now in Massachusetts after an event at the Marshall School in Quincy, where House Speaker and former teacher Ron Mariano said reading is still at the core of good education. The program will provide each student with 10 books per year that they select, and teachers with 25 books annually for their classrooms. The program will also be implemented in public schools in Revere, Holyoke, Framingham, and the Southern Berkshires. The American Red Cross holding a blood drive today in Quincy at the Sons of Italy Hall on Quarry Street from 1 to 6:30 p.m. You can visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS to make an appointment. Check of business news. Stocks are mixed. The Dow is down 259 points. NASDAQ rose 103, and the S&P is down by 1. Asian stocks are higher today. The dollar rose. The euro is down. Oil at $68 a barrel. Sports. Patriots pull out a win over the Jets at Foxborough yesterday, 25-22. Celtics take on Milwaukee at the Garden tonight at 7:30. The National Weather Service forecast for today, sun and clouds and high 52. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the upper 30s. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy, a high of 58 degrees, cloudy and a high 72 on Wednesday. And on Thursday for Halloween, mix of sun and clouds and a high 78 degrees. The boater today waves about 2 feet. The wind out of the north at 10 to 15 knots will be decreasing throughout the day. High tide, 9:28 a.m. Sunrise, 7:12, sets at 5:41. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Monday, October 28th.